to I was into Jay Worthy and Larry June always. I love that beat. I love that 90s sample. Honestly, this dude named Chaotic, whatever his name is, I got samples from him. He has like 90s fire like samples. I think about being those next time I get paid. And I know that Jay Worthy killed that shit. Even though there were A, B, C bars, it was just one syllable. You gotta understand, bro. It ain't gotta be miracle killer beats. That fool was so in the pocket that it just sounds so dope. He wasn't being all crazy. Even, you know, Larry June killed it. But the thing that people need to understand, that I wish fans would understand, y'all obsession with high energy is fucking pathetic. Because, okay, it's one thing of a rapper, like, let's say Busta Rhymes, right? He's known for having high energy. He has a song which sounds super monotone. Okay, fine. If a rapper has never had high energy, you don't have to have high energy to make good music. You don't have to. Look at Broly James. You gotta understand, bro. Like, not everyone is meant to be or made for the chart. So all this telling you, chill vibey rappers, be more aggressive. Rap more aggressive. You're wasting your breath. And even T-Pain said this shit. Like, y'all sound retarded. It's like, rap like this. Rap is super aggressive. You got people on I can't change that shit. But you got the majority of my youngsters who don't like that kind of style. So I don't know why the hell y'all kind of trying to tell artists to be underground. I mean, to be mainstream. Not everyone is meant to do that shit. Y'all keep on, like, keep pushing it. Even if we don't ask for the fucking, you know, critiques, like prime example, Schoolface. And keep in mind, I don't have no issue with Schoolface, the whole fast flow thing. That was not me attacking Schoolface. It's just funny. I find it weird how people then how fast flow is garbage and rapping lyrical is garbage. And yet, and you are praising a fast rapper. Or telling chill rappers to rap more faster. Nigga, that's not their lane. You need to start respecting people's lane. Stop expecting every fucking body to be super lyrical, because y'all niggas don't even like that shit. So then, like a Jay Worthy, who killed the flow, but every verse like a one syllable, on the snare, one syllable, fine. It's still fire, but these idiots, this fool literally showed me a fucking YouTube video about writing like double syllable rhyme. Like, I don't know how to do that. Like, I don't need that shit. Why are you telling me? And here's the kicker. Let me be on some lyrical miracle shit. You should dumb down your bars a little bit. See why I really do not care for fans who think like this? Real fans hear something they like and enjoy it. Fake fans want you to be something that you're not. Well, you need the critiques. You people sing these songs. Even this Screwface song with Metro Boomin was like underground. That song wasn't bad. For its time. You got fans saying the hook is too simple. Yeah, again, I don't get where you dumb fans' minds are at with hooks, because a hook has never been complex. The hook's supposed to be easy for you to understand. Y'all over here critiquing a hook like it's a verse. Because you rhyming here and there and fair and tear. It's supposed to be simple. It's supposed to be that. You got dumbass fans. You expect a hook to be complex. How you expect the song to be memorable if the hook isn't complex? Y'all sound retarded. You trying to have these educated fucking critiques, but then in the surface you sound stupid. Then you expect every fucking one to make music catering to the chart. This is not going to be on a chart. Unfortunately, this is not going to be on a chart. Unfortunately, I cannot picture this song being mainstream, because it's not supposed to be. Have you ever thought that maybe the artist doesn't want that? Then they'll try to fucking argue you down. Well, I believe that there's some talent that you have and you can benefit. Like, shut up. Now everyone's trying to fucking be mainstream, my guy. Motherfuckers blowing up on the internet now. No one needs labels. Nobody needs labels. Nobody needs none of that shit. Niggas are born up on TikTok every second. Because you're growing up them and not about the artists that got talent. If anything, Nate, the artists that got talent do grow up, you're the one that's ironically going to tell the artists to water down their sound to fucking compete and be accepted in the industry. Fans who think like this. We expect the mixing to be so clear. We expect the beat to be more popular. And again, you're always want artists to be adventurous and take risks. When you hear on him with a fucking beat with Quale by like a composition by Quale Chris, and you know Quale Chris's beats are not industry. They're very underground and very risky. And to these more ones, of course they're gonna say, this is not gonna be industry. I don't like the production here. Cause y'all want the same industry shit that y'all always fucking like. Let's be real with it. Y'all don't want artists who are underground to take risks. You're gonna be bland too. Like seriously, y'all sound dumb. And of course, if you're on SoundCloud, no matter how good you are, you're gonna always be looked upon as someone that needs a little bit of work, or needs a little bit of this. Shut your ass up. Let's be real, man. No one cares. Then if you go on these motherfucking niggas shit, they sound garbage. They need work. They sound bland, lifeless, and want to make you be the same way because that's what the industry wants to hear. These are fucking little industry plants. I just believe that people who do that are just industry plants themselves. They want you. They just want to fuck you up because you got a unique sound. You got something that stands out. They want you to be bland. It's fucking stupid. Like the Screwface song. It's old, yet people critiquing it like it's new. You saying people are retarded. Why come people are that dumb? If I sing you a song I did in 2010, where my flow was offbeat, the mixing is horrendous. I mean, super horrendous, like very horrendous. And you're sitting over here telling me, hey, critiquing the song as if I did it today. It's like I'm up for the say on this song. Oh, your vocals are too loud. They're supposed to be loud. The beat is not, and I'm not overpowering the beat that much. If anything, the beat is more higher than my motherfucking voice. But what made me really just, like, you know, like, really, I don't know why someone gave this motherfucker that many stars, because y'all retarded. Because it's fool, you read between the lines. It's fool literally said, I don't like your voice. You should have someone else with your same voice right in your lyrics. Sounds dumb and retarded. Again, that's cool how I remember. I want to try something different, but it's still the same old bullshit. Sure, that's the last time I'm going to ever do the post exchange. Fuck the post exchange feedback function. Because it's the same routine. It ain't the mixing, it's the beat. All it is to try to make you make pop music. But it's funny, when I hop on a pop music, a pop beat with a poppy hook and a poppy pre-chorus, what they say, your vocals don't fit that beat. So your vocals don't fit that beat. Your vocals don't fit that beat. So why are you trying to make me make pop music when you know I shouldn't be making that kind of fucking music? Y'all niggas sound retarded. You can't, it's like you don't critique something, make it make sense. Every time we pull the same feedback function with a poppy beat and a poppy hook, which y'all niggas were up and down with the fuck y'all want art to make. Oh, I wish they're mixing once more fucking clearer, cause y'all want everything to be in this. It's stupid. Like the Screwface song. Like y'all say he's not as aggressive. Cause y'all have this obsession. And this song is even that bad for Screwface, you know, in early stuff. That song's not even that bad for this time. Yet you got it needs to be critique. He can't take criticism. Half y'all criticism ain't even shit. How is this criticism? You are a boom bappy. You are a boom bappy chill vibey rapper, right? You got with a very chill tone, which means there are other rappers that rap like this. Earl Sweatshirt, Goldie James, Rock Marciano. Keep going. Then you have a boom bappy beat, right? Like a Nas rapper with a chill tone or someone like that. Then on top of the fact, you are in the pocket, everything is on point, the mission is clear enough. It ain't all super industry clear, and keep in mind, it is clear, because I'm people who tell me the mission is on point. I don't see what these niggas here. They want everything to be so perfectly pristine, and it's not like that. And then what they'll say to me is, I wish you rap with more aggression. I don't feel what you're saying. You're rapping too chill. The song is probably trying to chill rap. You need a woman to rap aggressively on a chill fucking beat. And we need to start having this motherfucking conversation about fans' obsession with aggressive delivery, even when it's not needed. If I'm on a fucking song talking about some shit on a chill, vibey, relaxed song, why the fuck would I rap aggressively? If I'm in an experimental rap song, why would I want the music to be fucking super clear like winning a Grammy? Fans are so dumb, especially on SoundCloud. They think everyone needs to make music that's on the label of making a Grammy. That's what I'm saying, the underground fuck. You got too many outsiders in here. Before SoundCloud was invaded like how it is now, we could have made what the fuck we want to make, what the fuck we want to do. Now, all of a sudden, everyone's blown up off the motherfucker. Now you got a bunch of fucking fans and all these experts coming up on your music trying to tell you how to make your music to get in line with the industry wants to make, which is stupid, because once you do that, you're going to water down your sound, and then you're going to go mainstream with that same watered down sound, forgetting the fucking fact you already gained a fan base that likes your older shit, and these things are not even, they don't even know your music. They don't even care. They can lie. I've heard all of your motherfucking acts. They've heard a couple of songs that have industry potential. All they want to do is make shit that sounds radio friendly. You know shit you're not supposed to do when you're underground? Because they feel like you got the potential to be a mainstream superstar when you don't. Because they're going to gas you to become that you're not. You walk around looking stupid when the reality is, nigga, you are an underground rapper that I. So why entertain that? They can sit there and tell you to get better and what is better. Your flows are too simple. Your bars are too simple. But let me fucking start adding unique words. It's a lyrical miracle. Oh, man, too lyrical miracle. You come on, bro. You're too lyrical complex. But again, we need to critique. We don't need to critique. It's two different people. Too many cans of cookie jars. You don't need that shit. That's why I respect T-Pain. Make music for yourself. Fuck these motherfuckers. They'll try to look at face and say, you should be grateful for what? Do I sound like a fucking pop rapper? Do I look like a type that can be a pop rapper? Do I make songs that are able to be number one on the charts? No, I'm not. Yet you got these niggas. I think everyone has the ability to do that. Fuck you, nigga. I'm staying where I'm at. So I can get, what, a bunch of retards gonna tell me, like, oh, Mike, I miss the old you. Hell, fans are so dumb, even in the underground. Look at Jean Grey. She over here doing different things with her sound. Even my last podcast, I just did, not too long ago, how people, how fans hate when artists do anything different. Because notice how, when they stop making what these motherfuckers are accustomed, they're scared. Fans are scared. They just want you to keep making the same comfortable shit. They want to blame the artist. Blame the fans. Blame the fans who are so attached to a sound that they don't want you to step out of it because they're scared, because they know their favorite rappers were making the same shit. Look at Jay-Z. Oh, man. He's like American Gangster with all of his, beats. That shit's fire. You know fans don't fucking like me. I took a fucking risk with that song, Lost in My Psyche. You just don't like you take risks. You unknowingly doing it. They don't like you take risks. They hate you take risks. Like when I did that, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun flow. Niggas didn't like that shit. That was weird. That was weird. But at the same time, artists stop being afraid to take risks. I wish fans would be hard to take risks. Because if I were to put that song on fucking goddamn TikTok, come on, take that shit off of TikTok. And I put a bland, boom-bappy rap song that everyone knows I can do, that shit is fire. Stop saying you want artists to take risks when you fans don't take risks. Y'all don't want to take risks with motherfucking listeners. But they want to complain and wonder why the artists don't grow. You don't let them. Y'all see an artist hop on a fucking, like right now, I got me a fucking sample pack that has like Jay Dilla mixed with Godzilla type of fucking samples. You can bet your ass with how much we would love Dilla, make love boom bappy Godzilla sound. Yo, this shit's fire, bro. Oh my God. I'm like, shut your ass up. Because I'm really making the same shit over and over and over and over and over. They don't care. And they know it's boring, but it's not boring. Nigga, I'm literally rapping over Godzilla. Bro, that's all the fuck it is. All these niggas want you to do is be a mixture of two people. That's what makes it unique, but it's really not. But see, that's the issue. That's what goes back to Rap Coach. Motherfuckers got on Rap Coach for saying, someone's going to accuse you of fighting off of somebody, even if you're not trying. These motherfuckers are. Don't see how y'all get so ass hurt straight by clothes, but then when someone is a nobody, they're not even punished like nobody else. Honestly, in this kicker, you don't want him to sound like nobody else. You want to sound like you're a group of people that you can compare them to. The fans love to make comparisons because it's fucking familiar. You only not open mind to anything that you need, right? It's completely unique. You don't need yourself. I had to do it myself, which I've been going out crazy. You know, comparing to each other to everybody. And currency and lyrics and you like more piano and master age and you rap that kind of sound like me and you know you fight your clothes. Something like people fight clothes like that. Every motherfucking like find that you get that you don't have your own sound. These motherfucking fans are even if you're underground, even if you sound even like you've done it before, why you people think why you people say they are my people. Done this before, so I have done this before. I'm using no one being before now. I was in the and you got niggas who feel for my shit. And I just heard that today.
Like I'm telling you, I'm a fan of Jay Wordy, dope rapper. Of course, that's what I'm inspired by the most. But you got things like, we want more. You got songs when you do that. But here's the fucking thing that kills me. Y'all be saying it your fucking selves. Y'all don't like when they be doing all that extra intellectual, spiritual rap, right? This is why, you know, opinions ain't shit. Everybody online, everybody has an opinion, and every fucking body has an opinion. Every fucking goddamn opinion is always different. And even when it comes down to beat making, dog, like the old generation hating on new generation, it's like, bro, if you make boom bappy rap beats, there are fans, there are artists that like that kind of shit. This should also be applied when it comes down to rappers. Like, we don't always have to like make what's trendy or make what's trendy right now. We don't. Cause you don't know, you might be what the game is missing. I've seen them tell me this shit, like, bro, you know what the game is missing right now. You are real hip hop. So when you have people literally opening, and this is why sometimes I gotta shut up, but I understand why I say this shit. Because nigga, there's sometimes I just wanna do other things. But I get the whole, you know, today's rap sucks, but it's always referred to the mainstream, the radio. Okay, fine. So why you have motherfuckers on SoundCloud, we post exchange or not just on SoundCloud, but on the internet, period. Telling artists, hey man, I gotta start making music. Or making music for the chart. Hey bro, you gotta start, you know,
You gotta start making music for the radio, for the charts. You know, the bland radio that we hate so much. So you're telling underground rappers to make bland music. Then you complain and bitch about them making bland music, saying how much they ask. I miss the old you that they called trash at one point. Or me. But it's what the fuck it is, man. I'm gonna go take my shower. All I know is my G, I get so sick and tired of people doing that shit, trying to tell artists what the fuck to do. Nigga, the music is not for you. Leave it alone. There's 100,000+ rappers that you could listen to. Shut the fuck up. Listen to them. Stop expecting niggas like me who clearly I can't step out my comfort zone. I mean, I can, but niggas gonna hit it no matter what. Gonna be a different flow, different beat, don't matter. I can't, it's like I could, but people know where the fuck they want me at. It is cemented at this point. When I send songs like fucking Street Sharks or Boom Bappy songs, I don't get no hate. And then when I do something different, I get hate, because we all know fans hate when you do something different. They love when shit is fucking familiar, so you can't get mad at the fucking artist. We live in a nostalgic time now. Niggas are bringing, you got The Rock bringing back the Attitude Era with the blood. They bring back blood and cursing and WWE now. They're bringing back all the 90s movies, sequels we didn't ask for, but people doing them anyway. So they're afraid of lying. You got kids fucking making 90s, early 2000s. You got trap fucking singers, trap drill singers, drill rappers doing R&B songs that y'all call Soul Train Part 2, which is weird. Basically, anyone, any kid, basically at this point, any young generation doing a song that sounds completely out of beat, like way before their time. You know what I mean? That kind of shit. And at the same time, like, it's the only thing that proves one thing and one thing straight. Fans don't really want nothing new, whether it be the boom bappy rap scene or the fucking new generation fans. They don't want nothing new. Y'all hate when rappers like a Gene Gray go from making typical boom bappy music to fucking doing experimental music, saying that she lost it, she's trash now. She went from rapping very monotone, yes, on beat, and then when she starts, you know, being more expressive with her delivery, is trash. But at the same time, rappers add more delivery. This is why I cannot, will not take a fan seriously when they tell me to add more energy to your delivery or add more character to your delivery. Because once a rapper does that, it's trash to you. They do it all the time to the point where they'll never go back to that monotone, chill delivery. I miss when you were monotone and chill. I miss when you were rapping all monotone and chill, forgetting the fucking fact that you didn't even like when I was doing that. But it was, you know, but bro, not everyone was thinking like this. Where were you niggas at then? Don't come out the woodwork when I listen to what everyone else say. But you're not supposed to be what everyone else say. Yeah, that means I can listen to you or no one else. This is the problem. This was the vibe between artists and fans. You're trying to tell us what the fuck to do. You either A, trying to keep making the same sound that's boring, you know it's boring, but because it's a sound that you are attached to as familiar, you want to keep doing it. Or B, you want to do something different and do something different if it's not what you want. Because like I told you, that means society, be different. All society, not like that. Then stop telling you what the fuck to do. Musically, stop telling us how to fucking rap. Tell us what the fuck to make. If this is the bag of me doing boom bappy shit, I'ma do it. And I said this, I'ma keep doing this shit till you get tired of me doing it. I guess I ain't got no one tired of me doing it yet. I ain't heard no one tell me stop making. Only people tell me to do like bullshit shit, like pop shit, like fucking pop rap. Okay, nigga, I've done that before, and the results was not good. The shit that you're telling me to do, I've done that before. Hopping on these generic trap beats, I've done that before. Rap modern, I've done that before. The niggas wasn't fucking with it. The only thing you want me to do is over Jazzy, Boom, Backbeat, Currency, Larry, June, you know, Jay Dilla type beats. Like I told you, what I just got is a fucking Jay Dilla / Godzilla type of sample pack. And only thing I need is the sample of the drums. And guess what? People will eat that shit up. Ooh, that Godzilla sound, which is the typical boom bappy 90s sound that is brought back. But when you add Dilla in the mix, because people love Dilla, I love Dilla, but how much people love Dilla, when they hear that Dilla type of samples and them drum and them grimy drum beats, and I'm just rapping to that shit, spinning some dope bars, that's you. Oh my, that is you. There's a fan base for that shit. I wish fans understood that. But see, fans think that the only fans you can get is the trap fans and the pop fans. So people like experimental rap don't exist. alternative rap don't exist. Boom bappy rap don't exist. Any other genre in hip hop, because there's a lot of them, don't exist. The only thing that exists is the fucking pop, rap pop, fuck any song that's on the Billboard charts, that's pop rock, pop rap, and trap and drill. That's all these motherfuckers sing. If you're in the underground, it's mostly Pug and B or Rage or fucking what's that other shit? Hyper pop. That's SoundCloud shit. But you rarely hear anyone do what I do. That's why it's so refreshing when you hear me rapping on boom bappy beats. You rarely to never hear it on SoundCloud, and you rarely to never hear that on Slap. Hence why I get praised for that shit every fucking time. So basically, from their point of view, I'm being different. Because you don't hear that kind of music on SoundCloud. You don't hear what the fuck I do on Slap. You don't hear what the fuck I do on those. You don't. Because everyone's falling off of each other's wave. I'm just liking making what I like. It ain't the typical boom bappy shit. I'm just picking whatever I feel dope or whatever I feel is indifferent to me and keep it pushing. That's the ones where people say, I like the beat, man. It used to be more industry. Again, y'all, these are the type of people that are watering down the underground. Keep on saying the underground is in a good place. How is it in a good place when you have fucking music reviewers, fans? Because mind you, I'm getting a little bit, but Lil might SoundCloud blow up a little bit more and more and more. Okay, take my shot right now. And watch how many motherfucking people are gonna sit there and say the exact same thing that these niggas been saying to me on Repost, Change Feedback Function. You need to change your fucking flow. You need to change your fucking beat selection. You rapping over boom bap and beats too much. I think you should do hyper pop. That's gonna be so loud. You should do pop beats. And then you're gonna see people trying to defend me, you know, my fans, saying, yo, bro, I like that Mikey's always kind of fucking sound, bro. That's not his way. Look for someone else. Why are you glazing him? Stop glazing him. I'm just saying, here's what his fucking style up. He's gonna be boring. Even though that 99% of fucking SoundCloud rappers, SoundCloud artists, are pop artists. They make rage music. They make that New Jersey shit that don't even sound dope. They're making whatever little, nothing what I'm making. You rarely hear anyone making boom bappy rap on SoundCloud. Name one. You don't. You don't hear it. Because that stuff's outdated. No, what you're doing is outdated. Why is it, why the fuck, if it's so outdated, why people hear my shit? It's refreshing to them. No one's making real hip hop on fucking Slap on SoundCloud or Slap. That's why it's refreshing when I do it, and I understand, because not a lot of people are making the music that I'm fucking making. All I'm making is what the fuck I like. But see, that's just one part. There's alternative sides that I like too, like Vapor Trap. I have Vapor Trap beats. I want to rap over those beats, but I know for a fact, if I were to hop on those fucking beats and spit on those kind of fucking beats and put that shit out there, we don't like that shit. So the only thing I can just do is keep making the same shit until you get tired of it. But because I'm so good at what I'm doing, that I think I'm not going to hear that no time soon. Besides from a bunch of motherfuckers that only heard one song of mine and just assume my whole category is. You know the ones. Hear one song and think, your whole category is boom bap, you rap. Go on their shit. Everything is trap. Everything is drill. And it's just the most blandest shit you've ever heard. If they are a lyrical rapper, it's the most blandest. They use the same flow. That's why I agree with Rap Coach. Y'all, they don't spend their fucking flows. Okay, we're playing that game. I'm not looking for artists, rappers, flows. I'm looking for reggae, dancehall flows. Shabba Ranks got flow cadences, but you ain't gonna see nobody think outside the box like that. And even with that, some motherfucking risk, because people like familiar shit. If I sit there and stole, borrowed, influenced, because, you know, real artist steal, and I took a Cyber Ranks cadence, you know, from a Cyber Ranks song. Because let's be real, how many people know Cyber Ranks besides a few 90s kids? These Gen Zs don't know nothing about Cyber Ranks. They don't know nothing about Cyber Ranks. And even with that song with Cyber Ranks and Lil Wayne, all they wanted to see Lil Wayne. They didn't care about Cyber Ranks. They didn't care about Buju Baton. All they care about was Lil Wayne. They don't give a fuck about them legends. They don't know who the fuck they are. They don't know that Cyber Ranks won a fucking Grammy. They don't know that Buju Baton won a Grammy. They don't care about them. It's called Lil Wayne. So I can take a flow from a Buju Baton and a Shaggy and a Shabba Ranks, because no one in the fucking mainstream pop world in America, USA, does not care about Jamaican music. And the only time they cared was back in the 90s and early 2000s when it blended. That's why when Nelly said that was the hardest time, we could also add the fact that you had to compete against Sean Paul and Shaggy. Shaggy, people thought Shaggy only had one hit, that was Boom Baxter. That nigga's whole album, Hot Shot, was full of hits. To this day, that song Angel is being played. He has lots of hits. These niggas care about hits so goddamn much. And all these niggas do, they hear a song from you, and the first thing they want to see, is it for the car, or is it for the fucking club? And again, that whole, nobody's not, come on, bro, no one's not saying, hey, man, turn on that fucking Tech N9ne. That meme's getting fucking played out. This shows the ignorance of people. That's all the fucking shows. And again, all you're doing is repeating what the fuck DJ Khaled in the game said. Remember, y'all used to hate them for saying that. Now, all of a sudden, every fan is saying that shit. You ain't hearing nobody play this nigga in the fucking car. Like, the car in the club is the only place niggas hear listen to music to. That's how retarded this generation is. Like, bro, a car in a fucking club ain't the only places you can hear music in, nigga. And there's a million people with cars. You don't know what the fuck they're playing in their goddamn car. So when you think that the hood or the club or a car is the only thing to say, hey, bro, this dude is really doing it, you're retarded. And even with fucking Tyler, the Creator, he ain't playing no clubs, he ain't playing no cars, but that nigga's still getting Grammys. In fact, y'all still use that shit, even though there's rappers that succeed and don't be on the fucking Billboard charts currency. And people say he's a fall off because he's over here selling fucking verses. How is he a fucking fall off when this nigga owns his own goddamn store in fucking New Orleans? This nigga makes money. He owns his masters. Fuck we talking about? He's put up a dope song with Stanley. Fuck we talking? Every time when a fucking upcoming rap, when an upscale rapper tried to do some fuck up and coming rappers, oh no, he fell off. AZ, rap legend, did the exact same thing. Did he fall off? Or are we just sitting here talking out our asses? Every time when a rapper comes here, I always want the OGs and the legends to reach back and to reach back to the old, to the underground, the up-and-coming rappers. There's little opportunities re-rapping with these fucking damn rappers. Y'all get upset. It's the same verse. Okay, nigga, and I'm gonna get my copy of that, you know, currency verse. Nigga, fuck that. I ain't trying to be famous or nothing, but I just want to do a song with currency. Shit, you niggas compare me to him so goddamn much. You'll see. But you know, I don't care. I just make what I feel like you be fucking pushing. I ain't trying to be no big fucking rap star. I can't picture myself being that. Niggas be thinking that doing that fucking bite the fucking butt, not doing that. But whatever. All I'm saying is, my nigga, y'all obsessing with aggressive delivery is pathetically weird. Cause not every rapper's like that. You gotta understand, look at Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg naturally has a chill voice. So he's gonna rap chill. Stop thinking because niggas rapping chill, they putting on a voice. You can tell someone's putting on a chill voice. If I'm sitting there saying, what are you saying? You don't know what I'm saying. Should not be sitting there doing like this. What does it mean? I'm faking that. I don't naturally sound like that. I sound like this. These niggas saying that they fucking with the man is ridiculous. Can't even see how y'all niggas can get rid of this homie. He's like cancer. I'm like Iris and boy, when I shoot these shots, I'm some shit. With ants, I'm just off the top of the dome. I don't care. That's how it's supposed to sound. But see, this is why I don't ever want to post up my freestyles. I ever do freestyles on radio stations, because you have these underground rappers that say like a G, like a Grizzly Hendrix or whoever. They watch these things. You don't think that these underground rappers don't be watching you when you on Sway in the Morning, critiquing everything, because it's like the 90s to them. Who's the artist who can I see as a competitor in rap.
But we like rappers like that.
Okay, nigga, this is why I don't care about it. Because I could sit here and take the criticisms of me writing bars if I don't fucking have no goddamn bars. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna show you. Let me show you niggas how I can rap and show you niggas how I can fucking spit bars. And let's say from I wrote the best verse I can think of. Because, oh, I'm gonna show these niggas. Let me write the best verse and show them I can really rap for real. They think I'm they playing with me? Let me go behind this fucking goddamn mic. I'm gonna bring that raw energy that no one ever heard of. You are a chill, vibey rapper. Now I'm finna get on the fucking beat and scream my vocals. Mind you, there's no finesse in what I'm saying. It sounds like, I'ma show you, I'm desperate, I'ma show you motherfuckers I can rap. And when people see that, yeah, you think you'll get a payoff? Oh, look how aggressive he's snapping, look how aggressive he rap. Guess what you're gonna get? You're gonna still call that shit trash because you're yelling and shit doesn't sound good to the ear. Two, your fans who you've developed, like your chill, laid back, half your laid back demeanor, ain't gonna lie because that's not what the fuck they expect from you. Therefore, Lon, you're fucking yourself up with your fans for becoming something that you're fucking not because they already been attached to the sound of yours. They won't leave. This is who you are now. Two, the people that you're trying to get attention to show, yeah, look at me, I'm gonna show you I can rap, they still think that you suck. So why waste your time? Niggas don't care that you're trying to get better. Go back with your older shit of me making something about anime and girls. Put that shit in the face of the fans who think I'm a goat and say, is this your goat? Remember, we made songs about anime and girls. Remember, we made songs about Scooby-Doo and all that shit. So that goat shit went bye-bye when I started making the music I wanted to make, which you think would be cool. But no, they want you to make what society wants you to make. You got me what people want to hear. You got me what people want to hear. And out of 10 times, it's either boom-bappy rap, which is not popular, and even the mainstream Maya sis don't like that you're making this kind of fucking music anyway because it's so obscured now that no one doesn't even care. Because if it ain't Billboard charts, why should you make this kind of music? Are pop music, which is cool, but then you ain't gonna get the respect. Cause remind you, you have too many people, this is what I'm telling you, when hip hop became too mainstream, you got too many motherfucking pop centric ass people getting involved in the music. Hence why when you make boom bap traditional rap, it's looked down upon. You got kids on TikTok, you know, like that old, that uncle shit, the 90s is over with, fuck that uncle shit, you better start making that fucking, you better start doing what the fuck we doing. No one thing that us 90s kids never did, tell the old generation to do what we do. Ever. Yes, you know, the 90s flow, yeah, that was different, yeah, do that. But we never told OGs to make snap rap. Because I was 20 when that came out. We never told them to do that. They didn't like it, but we never told them to, hey, old head, if you want to do what we do, you better start doing that snap shit and let's not act like real hip-hop wasn't being liked back then. It was so needed at that time. Hell, back in 2008, 9, 10, it was so needed. Nowadays, it's not really that needed because you got people making fun of it. You see them kids, heels and bills, as a retaliation to old heads talking about mumble rap. So now you're on TikTok promoting your music, you're making boom-bappy rap, you have kids on your fucking TikTok calling you trash. Now, with me, it's a different case. Because I'm not making that, fuck all you mumble rappers. I'm not doing that shit. I don't care. I'm just making what the fuck I want to make. And that's it. I'm in my own little fucking bubble. Y'all tell me to promote your music on social media like TikTok and all the other pages. And here the fuck I am. It is what it is. I don't even like promoting my music on TikTok. I don't like promoting my music at all on social media. But it is what it is. But it's what it is, I'm not.